Welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Mac F. Today we are going to talk about humility. I want to shout out to everyone who's listening and supporting the ministry. It's always appreciated. I love how we're growing our small little town. And today's is all about humility anyway. Humility as far as not grandstanding your churches or your ministries, as far as catering just to what people want to hear, but actually giving them things they need to hear. So let's go ahead. Let's dive right into this subject. So what is the church's goals, or what should be a ministry's goals? Now, some ministries, their goals are very specific as far as, underage teens. They can have veterans. So, you know, there is some differences between necessarily what a church and what a ministry can have. But there's some common things that they all share. The first thing is to spread the good news of the gospel. That should be basic no matter what, whether a ministry or church. So that should be something that should be right there. Serve those less fortunate. So for a church, that's what it should be. Generally, ministries are also to less fortunate, just very specific, or for a very specific group. Provide a building block for our growth in faith. Now, that's where the church is where it's at. Most ministries will do some sort of a building block of faith, but a lot of times it's to get them out of the dark and into the light, where they can then transition them into a church where they can get more of the church feeling, the more hands-on and stuff like that. Once they get confident and secure in the knowledge of the Bible. So today we face a very interesting time. We are limited because of certain things going on in the world, not only in the U.S., but throughout the world, where we're limited to in-person services. So our church services aren't as big as they normally were, or non-existent, depending on the state or what people are trying to force into your state or country. We have high-risk people staying home for a good reason. If you're a high-risk person and you have like COPD or lung diseases or some sort of cancer or some sort of, you know, underlying health thing, that then by all means, you know, stay home and stay safe. But in some cases, censorship in the world. Now, for some people, they will say, well, you know, censorship is non-existent anymore. Well, maybe in the United States, but not in other parts of the world. And in some cases, as we've seen in the past, sometimes in the United States, depending on what people are saying and how they feel, a lot of feelings go into things. And that's what we're kind of also going to talk about, feelings and knowledge. So, let's kind of talk about that. So how does a church do that when the people can actually flip it on and off? So like for instance, you know, it shows that people want to be entertained. You know, that's what, especially when you're not going into a in-person service, they want to be entertained. Because if you're watching on like Facebook or YouTube or listening to a podcast, if you don't like what they're saying, you can hit stop. You can flip the channel. You can do whatever you want if you don't like the message. The problem is that if you don't like the message, it may be because the message is what you need to hear. You know, when we're getting yelled at by our parents or being disciplined by our parents, a lot of times we don't like what they're saying, but it's true. So how do you do that? Now, there's a lot of churches that what they've done is gone from doing a more gospel-centered to a more entertaining. They're skipping some of the parts. Now there's churches that have done this all throughout and hasn't, and the whole lockdowns and everything has not really affected them how they preach, because they don't preach a full gospel. They preach about up to a certain point and then they stop. And we've talked about those particular type of churches, and that's fine. But what a lot of churches have done has scaled back on some of the uncomfortable topics, because they know if they don't, their viewership is going to drop. People aren't going to go to their Facebook, their YouTube channels. People aren't going to go to their websites and support that church just because they may not like what they hear. It may be something they need to hear, but they don't like to hear it. And so they just flip it. And I'm in some groups on Facebook and stuff like that where we deal with stuff like this. How do you do that? How do you get people engaged and have that conversation that may be uncomfortable through YouTube, through Facebook, through some sort of streaming mechanism where they don't turn around and just shut off and go to something that sounds good, tickles their ears? I'm using that for a very specific point. So what I've kind of come up to, and a lot of us have come up to, is the fact that we just say, you know, we need to be humble. We need to just put our message out there, promote it the best we can, but don't go out there and really boast about a lot of things. We need to be humble and let Christ's work be done. So, yes, we may not get the number of views like we normally did if we did a, you know, everything is good, everything is cheery, no problems, Christ loves you, that's all you need type of message, compared to the you need salvation, you need repentance, you need grace, you need mercy. And a lot of people get uncomfortable with that because they'll be like, well, you know, I can hear that someplace else. And like I said, too many churches right now are just entertaining. They're either doing all their songs, they're just doing songs with a very, very watered down ministry, or they're just skipping through portions of chapters or parts of lessons to maintain a viewership so they can continue getting the support that they need. And I say that I think what you need to do is you obviously need to pray about it, but then you need to stay on the course. Once again, you know, Christ had said that the path was narrow. So if everyone's doing it, is it because it's the right thing, or is it because it's the easy thing? And a lot of hard things aren't easy. And the things that's going to lead us to heaven, at least from scripture-wise, is not not easy. So what we're going to do is let's actually see what the Apostle Paul has to say about that. And actually, we're going to look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 8. This is Paul talking to Timothy about what's kind of happening nowadays with churches, especially ones that they can't meet regularly, and it's all and they're having to now try to pull people in on a message that generally can pull people in, but unfortunately the conversation for it can get very uncomfortable because there has to be some sort of a change. And a lot of times they make that initial change, or they feel like they want to make that change, but once they realize that that change needs to be permanent, just because you shed your past doesn't mean you can go back to it and still be forgiven. That's not how that works. It's not like, I believe in God now, I believe in Christ, so whatever I do now, I'm forgiven, right? Because I repented of my sins, and as long as I keep repenting, then I'm fine. And that's not how it works. To coin a phrase from a commercial, that's not how any of this works, you know. So humility, I think, plays a huge factor. The church needs to be humble in how it presents its information and let the people and let the listeners and the viewers absorb that and really soak that in. It's hard to do because when you see numbers drop, when you see people, you know, saying stuff, it's hard to not, you know, try to come up with a different way of putting it, try to bring more people in. But like I said, the path is narrow, not wide. And so we have to look at that. So I think what we're going to do, we'll take a break because I'm already up to my first break here, or my only break, really. And when we come back, we're going to read 2 Timothy and then a couple other verses that talk about this as well, about being humbled and why we need to be humble, and how that plays into what's going on. So we'll be back right after this commercial break. All right, and welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. Appreciate hanging in there for that ad right there. Kind of helps pays the bills. It kind of keeps things flowing, keeps me in directories and for everyone to be able to listen. So what we're talking about is humility, or being humble in this world, and what that means and what that means for the church. Now, once again, you know, in this time, everyone's watching churches online, YouTube, Facebook, streaming services, whatever. You know, we do have some in-person church services going on, just the crowd's not as big as they normally are. And so therefore, a lot of churches are trying to compete with other churches to get people in, or to have them listen or watch. And so we're getting a little bit of a watered down services, because, you know, it's so easy for everyone to just click to another channel. I mean, if this is an uncomfortable conversation, someone could stop this podcast at any time, you know. So, you know, it's that whole tickling of the ears. And this is why I keep using that tickling of the ears, because we are going to talk about 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 8. Now, this is Paul talking to Timothy, and so let's kind of listen to what he has to say. I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and will turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Tickled their ears. Turn away from the truth and turn aside to myths. So once again, Paul is actually, and I think, you know, it's common throughout the years. It's not just because of this. It's not just all of a sudden this is where we have to be. We've had this in the past where a new type of evangelist program comes out, and it sounds good, but then when they get to certain parts, it's like, oh, you kind of forgot this part, or you kind of forgot that. The prosperity has a tendency to be like that. It tickles the ears. You're going to get rich. You're going to get famous. God wants you to have, you know, a 5-bedroom mansion and all this other stuff. And that's not what's written, but it tickles the ears and it makes people listen. So, you know, Paul is warning us of this particular thing. Well, I think that it's also relevant here, because we have, once again, churches that are having to try to get their viewership up, comments, the reactions, so that they can continue to grow and fulfill their ministry. But unfortunately, because they've not humbled themselves and have yet decided to go a different way, I think that's where you're going to risk having some trouble. So let's kind of talk a few of these verses as well. So what I'm saying is, if you're a church, just do your normal service. Do what you've always done. Make sure the gospel is good, though. Make sure it's a sound gospel. But don't worry about whether or not people are tuning in or tuning out. If you do what you need to do, the people that need to hear it will hear it. Just be steady, be consistent. Now, if you're wanting to do some media stuff, that's a whole different thing that I do, so that's not really what this podcast is about. But what I'm saying is, stay the steady course. Don't worry about what the fads are about coming in and out. Stick with solid gospel, and your church will survive. It may not be a mega church, but does it really need to be? Especially nowadays, with all the YouTube and everything else, you don't have to have a large church to have a lot of presence on on social media or even, you know, the U.S. or the world. So let's look at Psalms 25:9. He leads the humble in justice, and he teaches the humble his way. Then we got 1 Peter 5:6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. So once again, be humble, be patient, and all things will be at its proper time. Matthew 11:29 says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Proverbs 11:2 says, when pride comes, then comes dishonor, but with the humble is wisdom. Once again, when you become so when you see a lot of these churches like just throwing out this, you know, we've got the most people in here, or we've got 8 different viewings, we've got this many screen times, we've got this much stuff, why do you need to put that out there? If you're doing such a good job, then you won't have to. Word of mouth will do it. You can put out some things that, you know, say this is when we're doing it, this is what we're doing, but there's really no reason to be, you know, shouting out to the rooftops, hey, look at me. Just be humble and do it right. Let's see here. Then we have Matthew 18:4. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And then we'll wrap it up with this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And my people who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, we've heard that almost a lot nowadays because of some other things going on in the world, in our, in my country. Once again, I think it just needs to, we just need to be humble about how we are putting out that information as far as what's going on. We don't need to tickle the ears with all the fancy talk of, you know, believe in God, believe in Christ, and all is saved, repent, and then you're done. Because it's not how it is. It's not how the gospel says it needs to be. That's what we just kind of read through 2 Timothy. You know, they're saying you need to be ready in season and out of season. So, you know, we did have, you know, there for the longest time, it seemed like we had this great season of everyone wanting to know Christ and wanting to be saved. That is what I would consider in season. And now we get this feeling of, well, you're a Christian, and if you voted for a particular person, then you're not. We need to be, that's an out of season type of thing. We need to be careful because a lot of things are coming down on Christians throughout the world. You know, with China, in other parts of the country or world, India, as far as that, you know, Christians are not necessarily looked upon with great admiration. And so we need to be able to have that season of study, be ready for those type of things, be humble. And with that meaning that you don't need to boast. We talked about that themselves too, with pride. Just be humble. Don't be prideful about your studies. That's not what this is all about. We need to just, keep our head down and study and be prepared. Once again, when you hear a bunch of talking and clamoring, that's not necessarily always a good thing. And beware, if it sounds good, sometimes it's too good to be true. So we'll kind of leave it at that. Just beware of tickling ears, okay? So that's going to wrap it up for this week. You know, if you want any more details, want to let me know of anything, look me up on Facebook or Instagram, like always. You can email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com. There's ways of contacting me. So, you know, we'll just kind of see what the Lord does with us for the next podcast. We'll kind of see what's going on in the world and kind of go from there. But once again, I'm glad you came to your hometown with Small Town with Matt Gaff. This is your small town in your hometown. So I will see you and talk to you next week. Have a great week.